It's time for stage direction on 95 BFM.
Yes, and?
And it's happening now.
Yes, and?
And it's time to listen to it.
Yes, and?
And then the dog picked up a knife.
You're listening to Stage Direction on 95 BFM. Thanks to Basement Theatre.
Thanks to Basement Theatre indeed. Laika, kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Pretty good. Welcome back to 95 BFM.
Oh, well, thank you. It's lovely to be back. It's always lovely to be back.
Look, those are the formalities. Now,
yes.
What are we doing?
Enough of this chat. It's time for the real business of theatre.
That's right.
And this week we have the Coming of Age Roundup.
Oh,
I have
cool.
seen three different shows and they are all Coming of Age shows. I did not plan this.
Yeah.
It simply kind of worked out as I was going over everything and I was like, hey, there's one real... combining theme for each of these. So,
okay, I like that.
Yeah, and, you know, three really good shows as well. We've got to start with Disco Pigs,
cool.
which was hosted at our darling sponsor, the Basement Theatre.
Of course.
The theatre love of my life. Was on from the 9th to the 13th, so a couple of weeks ago now. It's a show, it's a movie, this show, Disco Pigs, with... Cillian Murphy came out in like the early 2000s. It's
okay.
also a play. It was a play first, then it was a movie, and now it's been put on again as a play.
Gotcha.
So it's an Irish story of these two teenagers called Pig and Runt. Because they're like in Cork Irish accents the entire time, it's Peg and Runt. Which is just really, really delicious. The Cork Irish accent, really similar to kind of a Jamaican accent.
Right.
Which was real.
Be careful.
It was real interesting to watch and like see the different like avenues, because I went in going like, okay, Irish dialect, very much expecting one thing.
Yeah.
And then was really kind of like, whoa, okay, this is different. This is cool. which I found out is because... it like goes back to like old naval trade that the Irish people from around Cork were like in the naval trade and with the like, you know, whatever it was back then, that they would end up in Jamaica, and so their accents kind of like melded into each other, and it still holds really strongly today.
Wow.
And in the 90s when this is set as well, so that's all happening while you're watching it.
Crazy.
And it's, yeah, so it's Pig and Runt, which are nicknames given to the characters because they were, like, playing around as kids one day. They were born on the same day and basically inseparable since then.
Cool.
They're best of friends. And they were, like, playing around as pigs, and so the names just kind of stuck. And it shows it their relationship... going from, like, when we start the play, they're, like, the tightest-knit, like, double unit that you could get. And then as the show goes on, you kind of, like, experience where their wants sort of ebb and flow away from each other and how that rift just starts to kind of, like, eke open a bit more as it goes. There were some really phenomenal performances. We had Vena Rose, Lenan, and Te Ohorere Williams playing Pig and Runt, respectively.
Yeah.
And holding this dialect, which was so strong across the play, it was so like much, and then also being able to take us through these like rides of going to clubs and getting into fights and like sneaking past bouncers and just sort of like all this like scrap kid antics that they would get up to. It was really, really enthralling. And I also really want to shout out Alilai Flynn, who was the lighting designer and operator, doing some magic
cool.
in this show. Mm. There's a great scene where Pig and Runt are watching Baywatch on TV. And there's like their direct center stage. The whole time they're just kind of like talking straight at the audience. It's very much them kind of like monologuing to the audience and then having conversations with each other about like how things are going. So they're having this conversation. They're watching Baywatch and facing the audience straight away, like straight on. And there's a light that's just gently flickering, and it looks exactly like like color flash from the TV, from like an old TV.
Huh.
Wow.
And just moments like that peppered throughout. There's a great scene where Pig is opening and closing a taxi door, and Alilai has been like matching. Ooh, that really was like matching perfectly the sounds of the doors opening and closing with Venna's like throwing open the door or kicking it closed, doing a bunch of things like that.
Cool.
Some really spectacular moments of lights flashing at the audience when really impactful, and like some of the more horrific things that happen later in the play as the show gets like, you know, darker and darker as these kids start to, you know, come of age and go through their different like you know, big moments, big fights, big energy. It's a lot of that. I thought it was really incredible from the both of them. Fantastic shot. Loved it.
Oh, well, might we check out the movie?
Yeah, check out the movie if you didn't catch the play. Mm. And then write to the director, Shay McKendrick, and be like, put it on again.
nice.
So that more people can see it. Next up, we've got The Graduate at the Dolphin Theatre.
The Graduate.
The Graduate, another movie.
Wow.
This is the classic 19-something or other Mike Nichols, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
You're trying to seduce me, aren't you?
Would you like me to...
Are you familiar with the movie?
No, I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with the movie? So this is a story of our main character, Ben, has just graduated college, and of the night that his parents are throwing this graduation party, their family friend, Mrs. Robinson, walks into his room and just starts putting the moves on this 17-year-old boy. And there's the classic line, Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me, aren't you? And she backs off and goes, no, I'm not, not at all. And then they kind of become, they end up in sort of a love affair, as Ben is sort of like coaxed into this relationship, and then what happens from there? How what happens if the family finds out? What happens when Ben starts to meet Mrs. Robinson's daughter, Elaine, and how does he feel about Elaine? And maybe he likes Elaine a little bit more than he likes our old Mrs. Robinson. But I shan't spoil the whole thing, but I will say that this is a really strong piece of community theatre.
Cool.
At the Dolphin. It was my first time going to the Dolphin.
Oh, nice.
Which is out in Onehunga. It's close to Factory, which I've mentioned on this show before. This theatre is like, it's a small like proscenium art black boxy kind of thing, but it feels like a movie theater.
Cool.
With the seating and just where the stage is and everything, so it I don't know, it feels very comfy when you're watching it.
Yeah.
Which is really fun.
Like, how many seats are we talking?
I would say probably close to 100 in and around 100. But really strong performances. The main actor, Nicholas Yeats, who's playing Ben, is doing more of like a Kieran Culkin than a Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
Dustin Hoffman, of course, playing the role in the film, which was really fun to see this more kinetic, more like frenetic, I should say, performance than Dustin Hoffman's a bit more like reserved performance. So a lot of, I don't know, it kind of, even though this play is still set in the 70s, the performances felt quite contemporary to me in a way that didn't take away from it.
Cool.
But felt like it added to it, like it was opening it up to another door. And I will also shout out Trudy Price, I believe, as Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
Really stole the show. Which you would kind of hope for for that role.
She seduced you all.
You know what? She seduced my heart. Yeah, a really, really great piece of community theatre.
Still
on? It's going on until the 4th of July. So it's a long old run. It's a long show, I will say that as well. It's 2 hours long with a 15-minute intermission.
Cool.
And the first act did feel a little bit slow, but the second act really grabbed me right back in, picked up the pace, and just shot through. I'll also say that I took one of my flatmates with me to see it, who had never seen a play before. And so it was her first play, and she really loved it. Had a great time. So if you're worried, you're not sure, give it a go. You might just like it.
Nice.
And then lastly, we've got ATC's new show, Sons of Vow, which is
V-A-O.
Yes.
I've heard very good things about this one.
And you would be right too. ATC have really stepped it up and brought out I'm gonna say this because I've said it before to people, it is and I mean it with all of the grace and wonder in my heart, a truly deeply aggressively depressing piece of theater,
right?
In some of the best ways. So this is a story of three boys, Tor, Seki, and Sol, who are Niuean children. It chronicles their life from 1970, when Tor is born. Tor is our sort of point of view character for this story, and he's the eldest of the three boys. And it runs to like the early 2000s or like early 2010s, kind of, and it just shows you how they grow up from being poor, like raised in poverty in Niue, to coming to New Zealand, and their relationship with their father, Val, who is played by Beulah Cole, who I have seen this year in a View from the Bridge at Q Theatre from Silo. And he is putting in as impressive of a performance in this show. Two, I think, similar characters, but two very dissimilar performances.
Cool.
Which is really fun to be able to see that breadth of range from him in this show and across these two shows. And yeah, so Val is raising these three boys, or perhaps not raising, to kind of like fall into his vein of masculinity and his vein of life, which is that you fight, you don't turn your back on your enemy, you go and you don't stop, and there's no love, there's fear and there's conflict, and it feels more of a rule than it does like a family. And as these boys grow up, we start to see Tor's disillusion with this way of life and with their father. And it is beautiful and profound and funny, really funny at throughout. Although there were some jokes that, like, I was watching it and I knew that they were funny and I wanted to laugh, but I was just so sad. And so I was there just kind of being like, oh, that hurts. But in some of the best ways that theatre can make you, I don't know, relate to. I was talking to my friend afterwards that even though we came from incredibly different worlds than the ones of the characters in the show, how intensely we related to it and to its themes. It's staged gorgeously. It is co-directed by Vela Manasote and Annapella Polotayovo. Please forgive me for the pronunciations there. But it's beautifully, beautifully co-directed. And it's also written by Vela.
Okay.
Based, I believe, on life experience.
So this is the first time this has been seen?
It's the first time. It is the, yeah, it's the world premiere of this show.
Great.
It's also the first Niuean play to be put on by the Auckland Theatre Company.
Amazing.
So for a liturgy of reasons, it is supremely important piece of theatre. But yeah, the staging I want to talk about for a second, because it's so simple but so beautiful. There is a pit in the center of the stage. The stage is kind of like a raised square platform, and there's like a circle pit where Val stays for pretty much the entire play, and the boys walk around the outside of him because they're world is revolving around him.
Right.
And it's this beautiful dance of when are they close to him and how is that shown spatially, and when they're far away from him and how his sort of gravitational force over their life connects and controls them, and how as these kids grow up, as that disillusionment starts to kind of set into them, how does that relate to them in the physical space as well. It's really phenomenal. I know that ATC shows can be difficult to get to for people because of price, but I do recommend that if you like are saving it for, you've got one ATC show in you each year, make it this one.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
So that's the Auckland Theatre Company for you newcomers.
Yes, the Auckland Theatre Company.
Which is down, all the way down on the waterfront. And the theatre is beautiful.
It is. It's like, a really gorgeous space.
When used correctly, it is stunning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And quick mention of the music. David Long. David Long. From Mutton Birds.
Yep.
Is doing some, in fact, I think didn't he win like an Oscar or an Emmy or something for one of his soundtracks recently?
Did he?
Yeah, he's doing well.
I would believe so.
And this apparently this is great too, and shout out to my friend Sam, who did some
Sam Clavis doing the sound design.
Yeah.
Which is also phenomenal.
Yeah, nice.
Really lovely. There's some really juicy things happening in that.
Yeah, so get thee to a theatre, I say.
I say indeed.
We better push some buttons because it's news time in 5 minutes.
Push the button.
But thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
That's some great. How long is Sons of Vow on for?
Sons of Vow is on until the 5th of July.
Cool.
All right. So yeah,
couple of shows to get yourself to and a movie to watch.
And yeah, damn right. All right.
Maybe this will be a movie too. You never know.
Maybe.
Hey, okay. Thank you, Leica.
Thanks.
Thank you, Basement Theatre.
Oh, marvellous! Marvellous! Bravo!
That was Stage Direction on 95 BFM.